Okay.
All right. At the end of Shir yesterday, we left off with a kasha and we gave one teretz. So let's finish that up. The Gemara says here on Vav Amud Aleph that if a man's Mekadosh a woman with a lashon hariyach rufasi, so the Gemara said that it's a good kedushin in the Maskana only in the province of Yehuda, in Judea, in Yehuda, part of Eretz Yisrael. Because in Yehuda, they call harufa and arusa. Good. You open up the Rambam, which I gave you. The Rambam paskins lahalacha in Hilchos Ishus the following. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav that if a person says to a woman harufa, it's a good kedushin. And the Rambam does not distinguish between Yehuda and other places in the world. So both the Ran, Rashba, Ritva, Shita, and Lonot, they all ask on the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara said only in the province of Yehuda is a good Kedusha. So, one teretz we gave from the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, and the Tezri HaZaken was the Rambam holds, like Rashi Nesugya, that the Havamina of the Gemara is like Rabbi Akiva, who holds what? Who holds that the definition of a Shifcha Charufa is a Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin, and Kedushin are Tofsin Ba, because she has a what? She has a half of her that's free, and therefore Harufa can be translated as a Lashon of Kedushin. Okay? Therefore Harufa can be translated as a Lashon of Kedushin. So that's what we said according to the Shitas HaRambam, according to the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, and Tosri HaZaken. I want to give Lamaisa a following another answer. Let's get this. A few other answers. Let's get it. The Ran himself asked the kasha which I gave you. The Ran says if a man says harufasi, it's a suffix in the Gemara as to whether it's good or not. And therefore the Ran says that in other places in the world it's considered to be a what? It's considered to be a suffix. Okay? And he in fact asks our kasha why the Rambam writes Kedushas Vadai. So again, the Ran points out it's only good in Yehuda. Other places in the world it's a suffix. Why on earth does the Rambam say Vadai everywhere in the world? So Lamaisa the Bach concurs in Simon Chav Zayim, in the Chuvas Ma'aram, that it's a suffix, and so says the Yad Ramah, quoted by the Hagos Tois Arash, and this is what the Ramah says in the Shulchan Aruch, please get it, Simon Chav Zayim Sif Aleph, the Ramah says if you say Harufasi, it's a suffix kedushin every other place in the world, except for Yehuda where it's good. So you see we're building up the Kasha, even though we gave one Teretz. So I have another answer to this Kasha. And that's the Rashba that I gave you. There's like three Rashbas I gave you to see today. The Rashba quotes from the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel, one of the great Rishonim, all the Rishonim, Rishonim are great, that he had a completely new gears in the Gemara. What's a completely new gears in the Gemara? I'm going to say it to the outside. Tashma, Haomer Charufasi Mikudeshis, Sheken Behuda Korin Larusa Charufa. Again. Tashma, Haomer Charufasi Mikudeshis. What does that mean, Avi? Shekein b'Yehuda korin la'arusa charufa. That means that if you say charufasi, it's a good kedushin because in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. That means that's good. That's a model for everywhere in the world. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says that was the girsa of the Rambam. That's what the Kesef Nishta says. Not the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel I think lived before the Rambam, but the Kesef Nishta says this was the girsa of the Rambam. Kesef Mishna and the Vilna Gaon say this. I'll say it a third time. Right? Tashma, Haomer Charufasi Mikudeshes, everywhere in the world. Shekein B'Yehuda Korin La'Arusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda they call La'Arusa Charufa, that's a model for everywhere in the world. You follow me? The whole Shakla Vitaria is a whole different Shakla Vitaria. So therefore, there are two answers we're answering for the Ram. Either number one, the Ram holds like who? Like Rabbi Kiva, right? Or what's the second answer in the Rambam? That the Ram had a completely different girsa, okay? And the completely different girsa says that the whole world is modeled after Yehuda. Now, there was one of the great Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Isaac Chover. Rabbi Isaac Chover writes Akasha. I want you to get it. The Rosh Paskins in Meseches Gittin, Perek Dalid, Simin Lamed Zayin. Like the Mandamar of Rabbi Kiva that says, what's the definition of a Shifcha Harufa? What's the definition of a Shifcha Charufa? Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Two owners, one retained ownership, one freed her. He was Ma'aris or a third person. Right? The fourth man was Mezana with her. The fourth man's Chayv Korban Asham. And the woman's Chayv Malkus. It's a split punishment. It's the only time, Arias, you have a split punishment. The Rush asks Akasha. He holds like Shifcha Charufa is a Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Baschoirin, which means what? That Kedushin could be what? Could be Tofes, because she's half free. So the Rush should have Paskin what? What should the Rush have Paskin? That she's Mekudeshes in every place in the world. And what does the Rush Paskin by us? Please get this Kasha, that she's only Mekudeshes with Charufasi where? In Yehuda. Steering the Rush, he claims. And he leaves it as a Kasha. So I want you to get that Kasha. The Rush Paskins like Rabbi Kiva. If you Paskin like Rabbi Kiva, then therefore what? She has a Tzad Chayrishabo. If she has a Tzad Chayrishabo, then the Kedusha should be Chal. So if the Kedusha should be Chal, why does the Rush Paskin in Bayasin Kedusha that she's only Mekudeshes in Yehuda? She should be Mekudeshes everywhere in the world, Yonah. Okay? So to steer from the Rush and Gittin to the Rush and Meseches Kedusha in Bayas. So we leave it as a Kasha. Okay, a difficult Kasha. Yes?
What's happening in the letter to assume that it would work everywhere?
Couldn't hear you. What?
What's happening that it should work everywhere? Meaning,
because first of all, you have another Gerson. Second of all, Holik Rabbi Kiva, the definition of a Charufa means what? Chetzi Isha, Chetzi Baschorin. Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Baschorin. That means that half of her is free. That Kedusha can be Toifis, which we're going to get into more now.
It's
okay?
Else.
Doesn't make a difference, though. When you say the word, you're referencing that topic in the Torah. You're referencing that category in the Torah. And that category, half of her is free, where Kedusha could be Tofus on her half.
So even if it wasn't in Yehuda, even if in Yehuda they didn't call her a Charufa.
That's correct. That's why it's good everywhere in the world, according to the Rambam. Correct. Because when you were Makadosh with that Lashon, you're referencing that topic. Okay? All right. That's the first Mahalach. We got it, Zvi? Second Mahalach. Let's get it. Yesterday we concluded Shir with an answer. I want to give two other answers. What was the Kasha that we had? We said that what's going on, the Tosfos Riazakin said, who cares, halacha lamaisa, that in Yehuda they call her a Charufa. So why is she Mekudeshes in Yehuda? There's a famous principle called Batla Daitzel, Eitzel Kolada, right? Who cares whether the most, that in Yehuda they do it? Most of the world don't call a Charufa in Arusa. So it shouldn't even be good even wearing Yehuda. Yes? Batla Daitzel Kolada, where's the example? The Anshe Hutzal are able to carry baskets on their heads from Rishis Yoch and Rishis Rabin. What's the din? They're experts at it. They're still putter. Because not the derech of carrying on your head. But they're experts. I don't care. That's a small minority. That was the kasha we had. So we had three terutzim to that. We only mentioned one yesterday at the end of Shir. Please get it down, Avi. Let's go. Number one. The only time you say Batalites or Kol Adam is when it's a small minority. Like a city. This is a Medina, whole province. The Mele, you don't say Batalites or Kol Adam. What was our raya from the Taz regarding what? The din of istinus. There's a halacha of istinus by avelus, by bathing, by the 9 days by bathing. Istinus, why don't you say, but I'm delicate. So what if you're delicate? But ladaita etzikolotim, you're a minority. No, it's a strong minority. A strong minority, you say the din istinus. You don't say, but ladaita etzikolotim. That was the first terrence we gave. Second terrence. The second terrence is, you know what? This is backed up on a pasuk. It says in the Chumash, it says, necharefes leish. There is a pasuk that says Necharef is referring to marriage. So in fact, if Yehuda, they refer to it as marriage. Let it be good in Yehuda at least. It's not crazy. That's based on a pasuk. So it's based on a pasuk. It can be backed up. Not a problem. That will conquer the din of Batal Daitzel Eitzel Kol Adam. Because the fact of the matter is that what? Is that there's a pasuk. They have Yesh Lam Lismoch. You could say Necharef is Lish. Yesh Amal Lismoch. You can therefore what? You can write on, Yesh Amal Lismoch. You can rely on the fact that says it in the pasuk. And then there's a third teretz that the Tosfos Riazakin gives himself. There's a fundamental difference, guys, between objectivity and what else? Subjectivity. What does objectivity mean? There are famous principles when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. What is the famous principle? Meleches Machsheves. If you do something that's a shinui, if you do something in an abnormal way, that is not Meleches Machsheves. It's supposed to be done with craftsmanship, the Melacha. Just like they build the Mishkan. So too, when your Mechal Shabbos, God forbid, has to be done in a thought-out way, craftsmanship. If you do it in a Meshunetik way, then you are putter. That's a bottom line, objective, done. Therefore, I don't care whether Anshe Hutzal have perfected carrying baskets on their head. Objectively, it's weird. It's abnormal. Done. However, when it comes to Kedushin, what do we look at? Subjectivity. The word you use might be a word of betrothal in the place where you live. And in Yehuda, Charufa means Kedushin. And therefore, Halacha l'maisa, don't give me the cash of Batla Daitzel Kolonim. Batla Daitzel Kolonim only works with objectivity rules. It does not work with subjectivity rules. That last answer is given by the Tosfos Riazakin himself. If you look at it inside, he says, Hasam, Melech Smachshavis Asa Taira. Ava Kedusha B'chol Losh Shetakir, V'tavin Shu Losh Kedusha Yavinu Hashomim Gamken. Done deal. So I want you to get those two other terutzim. So total, we had three terutzim to that kasha. Okay? It's a very interesting kasha. Very, very interesting terutzim. Please get it. Elat Klor, you got it? Okay. Now let's go now, third mahalach, which I want you to see this Rashba, which I want you guys to get this, a Klor. Because it's very tif means in depth, but I want you to get it. Yes, Simi, real quick.
Where do you draw the line for the first answer? How do you know what is considered a minority or a small?
It's hard to say. I'd say less than 5%, okay? Less than 5%. That's a real small minority. Small minority has got to be bottled, that's a call out of. If it's a large minority, you don't say it.
Let's say the
percentage is very small in order to say small minority, okay? All right, go. Let's go. We got to get to the Rashba now. Let's go. Third Mahalach. Av, you with me?
Yes.
Let's go. Third Mahalach. Okay? Let's get it. There is a Gemara in Gittin that I gave you. Okay, does everyone have it? Does everyone have the Gemara in Gittin? Okay? Does everyone have the Gemara? Oh, you didn't have the Gemara in Gittin? Pass this around. We had it with the Mar Mekaymus. Okay, you didn't see the Gemara in Gittin? I'm in Gimelim and Base. Okay, let's go. How did Rashi establish the Havamin in the Maskana of our Gemara? Let's get it, Stephen. What is the definition of a Shivcha Charufa, according to Rabbi Kiva? What is the definition? Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Yes? Shivcha Charufa. Rabbi Kiva, Chatzi, Chatzi. You know what that means? Two owners. One owner retained ownership, one owner kept her, one owner freed her. The one who retained it married off to a third man, called Charufa. Rabbi Shmuel says a Shivcha Charufa means what? A regular Shivcha Knanis. Okay? Now I want you to get this. According to which opinion does Kedushin Tofsin?
What do you mean Tofsin? What's
Tofsin? Tofsin means grab, that they hold, that they take, that they take effect. According to which sheet does Kedushin Tofsin? Only according to Rabbi Kiva, theoretically. Okay? Now there are two sheetas in Gittin. Whether Kedushin or Tofsin according to Rabbi Kiva. Okay? One opinion says no. Because the bottom line is, what are you supposed to do? Cut her in half? What, half of her is free? You can't isolate down and distill down which part of her is free. So one opinion says you can't Mekadosh her. The other opinion says, theoretically, you can. You don't have to actually distill it down and know practically which part of her is free. One man number says, Ein Kedushin Tofsin, according to Rabbi Kiva. But, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the din? Everyone agrees what? According to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the din? You guys tell me. Ein Kedushin, what? Ein Kedushin Tofsin by a Shifra Knanis. There's no way. She's a shiksa. I mean, she's a half Jew, but she's not a full-fledged Jew. So therefore, she's not a full-fledged Jew. No Jewish man can marry her. The machlokus is within Rabbi Kiva. The machlokus is within Rabbi Kiva. Within Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't jive. One sec, Avi. Let's get fighting the Mahalik. Okay? We have this fundamental machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the definition. But there are two days. Okay? And the Rashba says, how did Rashi Masbir? How were we masber that Rambam says if you say Charufasi, it's good all over the place, all over planet Earth? What did we say the first answer was according to the Rambam? He holds it could be Kiva. Well said. He holds it could be Kiva. Well, the Rashba writes, you know what? I want to tell you something the Rashba writes. The Rashba says, even according to the Mandam that a Kedushin is Toface, it's only considered to be a Suffolk. So the Rashba comes along and says, you know what, Rashi and the Rambam said, we're like Rabbi Kiva, we're going like this Shita, right? This is Rashi the Rambam, they say we're going like this Shita, Kedushin or Tofsin. Yes? You know what the Rashba says? Rashba says that is only considered to be a Suffolk. It's only a Suffolk Kedushin, okay? It's not a Vadai Kedushin. It's only a Suffolk. It's only considered to be a Suffolk. Only registers a Suffolk. Why does it only register a Suffolk? Because the bottom line is that really you can't distill down which part of her is free. So at best it makes a what? At best it makes a Suffolk. Now let's see the Gemara here. Take a look and get Mem Gimel Mez. We're going to get to you. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Look inside. Everyone got it? Let's look at Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Go ahead. Let's see Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Itmar. Let's see the Gemara there. Elad, you got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Read the Gemara. Itmar. Shiniskatcha.
In
Ishtachra. Rav Nachman. Paku. Paku. So Machlokas, what Rav Nachman said. So what's the case? You have a Chatzi Shiva Baschairin that got married to Ruvain, then she got freed, then she gets married to Shimon. What's the first sheet to say? What does Paki Kedusha Rishon mean? That the first one explode, and the second one she's married to. What does the second sheet, Reb Zeir Amar Rav Nachman, say? First was Reb Yosef Archam Amar Rav Nachman, Paki Kedusha Rishon. And what does Reb Zeir say? Gomru. What does Gomru mean? The first one expands to be good, and the second one is bad. So I'm going to write it down. Paku or Gomru? Everyone got this? Fascinating. No? Now, says the great Gomer of Shmuel Rozovsky, please get this. He says, amazing. He says, you know what these shitas are based on? The man Domer that says Pake holds that the Kedushin is very weak. Why is the Kedushin weak? What happens if she's Mizana? The man that's Mizana with her, what does he get? He only gets a Korban Asher. Excellent. Kedushin, Klushin. What does the word Klushin mean? Weak. Asham. It's only an Asham. And therefore what? Therefore when she gets freed and married a second person, Stephen, what happens? The first Kedushin explodes. It's not strong enough. But what's the second sheet to hold? The second sheet to hold's what? Gamre. What does Gamre mean? That the first one wins. It's complete. It's a complete Kedushin. The only problem is you're punter from Misa. It's a Kedushin Gmurim, so the first one is completed. Kedushin Gmurim. And there is no, you're just putter for Misa. If the guy that's Mizana with her is putter for Misa because she has a side of her that's what? A side of her that's considered to be what?
Mizana.
A side of her, though, is a Shifcha Knanis, correct? So since a side of her is a Shifcha Knanis, you can't what? Only half of her is married. So therefore, when she gets freed, the full Kedushin is good. So therefore, the Rashba writes, please get it down, that the word cherpasi means what? It's a suffix kedushin. Cherpasi is a suffix, writes the Rashba. Why is it a suffix? Because there's one man to Amar that it's really weak kedushin. And halach lamais, it's a weak kedushin only by a shifcha kerufa. And according to a regular guy, again, keep in mind, guys, don't forget this. A regular guy's trying to marry a regular woman with this lashon. So you try to think to yourself, oh, plug into this conceptual category. Plug into this conceptual category. Well, this conceptual category is not appropriate for a regular guy. So the Rashba writes, at best, what does it create? At best, it creates a suffix. This is the psak of the Rashba. Please get it. The Rashba writes, in his belief, Harufasi is a suffix kedushin. Bottom line. That's what he writes. Suffix kedushin. It is not good, even in Yehuda. Halach lamaisa. It is not good, even in Yehuda. It's a suffix in Yehuda. Rashba says, for sure, not all over the world, halach lamaisa. In Yehuda, I'm sorry, Nachama. According to the Rashba, in Yehuda, it's definitely good, but in the rest of the world, it will be a what? A suffix. Why will it be a suffix in the rest of the world? Because it is unclear, halacha lemaisa. And this is what I want to bring out. Both according to the Makshin, who's the Makshin? Both according to the Havamina and the Teretz, which man d'amar are we going like? According to the Rashba. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. What do we? How do we set it up yesterday according to Rashi Tosis? The Havamina was according to who? Rabbi Akiva. What was the Maskana? Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rashba, everyone holds like Rabbi Kiva. Both the Havamina and the Maskan is according to Rabbi Kiva. But what? But the Makshin held like the Mandam are what? The Kedushin are what? Tofsin. The Havamina is like the Mandam, and the Kedushin are what? Are Tofsin. That's the Havamina. What's the Maskana? The Maskana of the Gemara is no. The Maskana was like the Mandamer that what?
That it's not Tofus at all. Not Tofus. Ain't no Tofus. This is the Maskana. And when I write Havamin, I mean only a Suffolk. It's only a Suffolk. It's not a legitimate 100% Kedushin. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Rashba wants to argue. Even the Mandamer that says, even according to the Mandamer that says it's considered to be a Vadai Kedushin, he says it didn't mean really Vadai. It meant only a what? It meant only a Suffolk. So at the end of the day, and what does Tosa say there, Ella? You read it yesterday. Read that Tosa Mishum Shenemar. Go ahead. Mishum Shenemar, what does the Tosa, the small Tosa say? Mishum Shenemar, go ahead. Go ahead, Chicane. So what do Rashi and Taisa say? The Havamin is according to Rabbi Akiva, the Maskana is according to Bishmal. You know what the Rashba and the Ran say? They say no way. They say even according to the Mandamer and Kedushin Tovsimba, the Lashon of Charufa makes sense. The Lashon of Charufa makes sense. What do you mean the Lashon of Charufa makes sense? Because theoretically, she has a free side to her. Theoretically, she has a free side to her. If theoretically she has a free side to her, then it let it be chal. At least as a suffix. At least to create a suffix. Halacha l'maisa. And you notice, what did Rashi say? What does Rashi say at the end of that Rashi? Read Rashi, Shekein B'Yehuda Chulei. Shekein B'Yehuda.
Shekein B'Yehuda Chulei, about Mikra, Leikah, the Melech, Da'ahu, Yichud, Ba'amahu, Shari, B'Shev, Kekanan, Yisakatu, B'Dabar, She'en, Kedushin, Tosin, Ba'ah.
Umikara. Right, Daf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Lechetzia. There it is. What Shaycha Batzak Kedushin mean? What does Shaycha Batzak Kedushin? Exactly. There's a theoretical possibility, maybe. We just can't pin it down because half of her is free, half of her is not free. So I want you to get this down. There are two Nakudas that the Rosh was saying here. Number one. And they're extreme points, different from one another. The first nakuda that the Rashi was arguing is that this whole sugya is going within Rabbi Akiva. Yes? This whole sugya is going within what? Is going within Rabbi Akiva. Halacha l'maisa. And we hold chetzi chetzi. Yes? What's the havamina? It's really more than one point. That's the first point. That's going like Rabbi Akiva. Please get down this Rashi. Number two nakuda. Let's write it down. Rashi. One. Like Kamo Rabbi Akiva, the whole sugya, lock, stock, and barrel. What's the Havamina? Like the Ma'an number that it's a Tofsin, at least a Suffolk. What's the Maskana? Ain Tofsin. That's all within Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Mishmuel, it's always bad. Number two point, Rabbi Akiva, says the Rashba. The Rashba says, even according to the Ma'an number, even according to the Ma'an number, and this is what I want to bring out. Halacha l'maisa. He said that the Maskana was what? And this is the Chiddush of the Rashba. The Chiddush of the Rashba is, and this is what he says, Beferish. He says there's a possibility to say, even according to the Mandamer, this is a second terrace, even according to the Mandamer's Ein Tofsin Ba, you could still say it's good. You could still say it's good. Okay? So I want you to get that. He points out it's possible to say Efshar, Afilu, Laman de Omar, Ain Tofsinba, even according to the Maner, Ain Tofsinba, what's the din? Even according to the Maner, Ain Tofsinba, it still could be ubiquitous. That's the Havamin, at least he says. That was the Havamin. That's another element he puts in. Puts in like in the second terrace. But I want you to know it. You see, Tosus is very wide. What did Tosus say? Elan. That it only works according to who? Rabbi Kiviv holds what? Who holds what?
Half-half.
Yeah, but half-half, but what? The one who holds what? The first Tosa said Tofsinba. You understand how Tosa is very rigid. Tosa says the Havamin is only according to my number, Tofsinba, and the Maskana is according to Rabbi Shmua. You know what I'm saying? We're breaking it down like in a pyramid. This is Rabbi Kiva. Two sheikhs within Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmua, there's nothing to pilpul about. According to Tosa, you hold like Rabbi Shmua, you're done. The Havamin was according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to Manor Tosinba. No, the Rashba says the Havamin could be according to the whole thing is Rabbi Kiva. Both the Havamin and the Maskana is Rabbi Kiva, no doubt. But the difference being is that the Maskana is Ein Tosinba, And the Havamina is what? What's the Havamina? Even according to the man number holds what? Ain't Tosava, it still could be good. Even according to that man number. But in a Hanami, according to Rashba, it's only Rabbi Kiva. And the last shot is that it's connected to what? Pake or Gamri? Pake or Gamri? Who holds what? Pake means it's a weak Kedushin. Therefore, when she gets freed and gets the Skadesh, to a second guy. Second one wins. First one blows up. Gamri means it's strong. It's just a Ptur Misa. And therefore, when she's freed, it doesn't allow the second one to be Chav. First one develops in the Chav. They're connected with one another. And that's what comes out Ladina.
The Gamri comes from where?
Gamri comes from the fact that it's a strong Kedushin. It just is a Ptur Misa, that's all. And therefore, when she gets freed, it develops into a good one to exclude, preclude the second one from being Chav. So that's how the Rashba says it. And the Rashba even wants him to die in Rashi a lot. Because he said, Shaychi ba Kedushin, right? Remember he said, Shaychi ba Tzad Kedushin? What does Rashi say? Shaychi ba Tzad Kedushin. What does that mean? It means even according to the modern law, Tufts of a Kedushin. That's because technically, I don't know which half of her is free. But theoretically, it could be Chal. So to succinctly say the Rashba, the whole Sugis of Akiva, it's within the Mandomar. The Havamini could be within what? Within both Mandomar. Yes? The Havamini could be within both Mandomar. And the Maskana is what? Is according to the Shita that says what? Ein Tosavan, it's never good. But at least there's a Havamina Halach Lamaisa, and that's what he says according to Rabbi Kiva. You could have still said what? You could have still said it was good Halach Lamaisa. Because everyone got this Mahalach and Rashba? It's not hard once you get it. Yes, Av, you've been very patient. What's a kasha?
How could you ever have even thought to say that you could make Kaddish half the girl? Because the Rosh Hashanah is that, because it's stemming from the idea of Kedusha that it takes like the animal, the heart, for the...
We talked about Pashta. Right, we talked about Pashta. The problem here is that it can't expand Halach Lamaisa because half of her is not free. The part that's free, it's chal. The part that's not free is not chal. So it can't permeate. So the bottom line is, does the Kedushin Tosavo? That's the Shaila, Halach Lamaisa. So our whole Gemara, Tosas is very rigid with. Tosas is very, very rigid, Halach Lamaisa. And he says that this whole Sugi, the Havamina was Rabbi Kiva, the Maskana is Rabbi Shmuel. The Rama passes like Rabbi Kiva, therefore you don't have a problem. You follow me? Rashba doesn't buy that. He says the whole sugya is according to Rebbe Kiva, both the Havamina and the Maskana. And the 2 days in Amoraim and Gittin are within Rebbe Kiva. Is it Tofsenbar? Ain't Tofsenbar. So the Havamina was that it was what? That it was Tofsenbar. Even according to Manra, ain't Tofsenbar. Theoretically, it could be good. So the Havamina could be according to both Cheetahs. According to the Maskana, no. It's only according to Manra, ain't Tofsenbar. And therefore, it's never good. Halach Lamais. But at least as a Havamina, you could say, in fact, it was what? It was going to be good. Halach Lamais. At least as a Havamina. So that's the Chiddush of the Rashba. I want you to make sure you get this shot. Okay, we got it? Can you talk about Kedusha in such a way? That's what the what? That's the Chiddush what? Chiddush of the Rashba. Okay? You had a Kashi on it? Okay, we got it, Chlor? Yes, Ben.
So the end of the Rashba says that it's a Suffolk. Right?
The end of the day, the Rashba says it's a Suffolk where? All over the world.
So but we said that it could be Maskana could be according to Kiva.
Right.
So why would it be a Suffolk?
No, because even according to the Maskana that you say Ein Tofsin Ba, it still might be a suffix because theoretically, half of her is what? Half of her is open for Kedusha to be Chala. So therefore, it's enough to what? It's enough to register perhaps a suffix. Even if you hold Ein, even like the Manra Ein Tofsin Ba. So even according to the Maskana, it could be what? It could be considered to be a suffix. That's why he says Karufasi. Because that's what I'm saying. In that Nakuda, he's not rigid. He's very what? Flexible. He's willing to even work the Manar Ein Tofsin Ba. On the other hand, though, he says the whole sugya is only according to who? On the other Nakuti, he's very rigid. He says the whole sugya is only according to who? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel is not even Maglar or Moirid. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even come up. You follow what I'm saying? So one Nakuti is very rigid, that it's only according to Rabbi Kiva. The other Nakuti is very expansive, that within Rabbi Kiva, even according to Manar Ein Tofsin Ba could be Chal. Because half of her is considered to be what? Considered to be free, you could talk about it. That's Mamish against Tysus. On both Nakudas. How is it against Tysus on both Nakudas? How is it against Tysus on both Nakudas? Because Tysus said that Tysus is flexible. That the Havamina is going to be keeping the Maskana is going to be Shmuel. So he's flexible about that, but what nakuda is he rigid on? That the only way it could be chal is according to my number says kushin tofsimba and the havamina. So on that nakuda within Rebbe Kiva, it could only be tofsimba. So they argue on both those nakudas. That's what I want to bring out. You follow what I'm saying? Okay? One more time. According to Tosfos, the havamina is Rebbe Kiva, the maskana is Rebbe Shmuel. Yes? So he, at least regarding including both opinions, he's more flexible. The Rashba says, no, it's very rigid. It can only be within Rebbe Kiva, havamina maskana. However, on the second nakuda, that the mandamer ain't tofsin ba, it's definitely bad, that's Tosis, very rigid. According to the Rashba, even according to the mandamer ain't tofsin ba, it could be good, to the degree it registers a suffix. Okay? That's what you follow me, Ben? That's the machloik is double nakuda. That's what I wanted to bring out, is beer, a pshat in the Gemara. But also, it's a beautiful pshat of Shmuel Rozovsky by the din. That's what we call Kedushi Asher. What does Kedushi Asher mean? What does Kedushi Asher mean? Regular marriage does what? Regular marriage creates a what? A chiyuv misa. If she's mezana with another man, she's chayv what? If a married woman's mezana with another man, she's chayv misa. A shift charuf, if she's mezana with another man, what is she chayv? She's chayv malchus, and he's chayv a korban. That's what we call kedushi asham. So do you view kedushi asham as weak, or do you view it as strong? That's the shaila. What's the nafkamina? Whether you view it as weak or being strong, what's a nafkamina?
Punishment.
Nafkamina is gamri or pocket. The second kedushin that's done, is it chal or not? If it's weak, then whose kedushin's chal? The second kedushin's chal. If it's strong, then what? Then the first kedushin develops and his gamri finishes, and the second kedushin does not get off the ground. That's the machloikas you have in this Gemara. Okay? That's the machlokes, and it's connected within how you say what. Is it considered to be strong or not considered to be strong or not? Halacha l'maisa. This type of kedushin. And since there is an opinion that says that this is weak kedushin, and it's only appropriate for who? For a man who's an Eved Ivri, a regular man that's marrying a regular woman. It's inappropriate. Therefore, at best, it can only be a suffix kedushin. This is not kedushin gmurim. It's like there's an opinion out there that says it's not real kedushin. It's a weak kedushin. The other opinion says it's strong kedushin, just there's no chiyuv misa. The other opinion says the fact that it's not chayiv misa shows it's weak. So the two approaches. Nafkamina is with the second kedushin michal, and that's the case when he's nishtachra and she gets married to another guy. Okay. Vayta now in the Gemara. Okay, that's the pshat lamais we have now in the Rashba. Please get it. Okay, let's go. B'maya skinin. Elad, read the Gemara. B'maya skinin. Let's see inside. Go ahead. B'maya skinin. We're up to there. B'maya skinin. Okay. What is the case we're dealing with? Okay? If they're not talking about schmoozing about the wedding beforehand, how's she going to know that it's a wedding? That it's Kiddushin? Ella? So what's the case? They were talking about it. Absolutely. They were talking about it. So if they were talking about it, Lamais, even though he doesn't say it, it's good. Go ahead. It's good. It's not, as we learned in Mishnah, where when Meseches what? Maisha Sheni. This is a Mishnah, Meseches Maisha Sheni. It's not. Go ahead. Right. V'amar. And we passing like Rabbi Yossi. So, Lamaisa, what do we have here in the Gemara? What do we have here in the Gemara? What does B'maya Skinin mean? What is B'maya Skinin?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about here? So what does Rashi say? Go ahead. What do you say, Ella? B'maya Skinin. Yes. So what does Rashi say? What Lashonos is our Gemara talking about here? The ones we're not sure about. 9 of the 10 we were unsure about. Lukukhasi was for sure good. The other 9 we're not sure about. This whole Gemara from Maya Skinin, according to Rashi by us, is talking about the ones that are Lashonos that are questionable. Lashonos hamasupakos. Yes? Hey, Chidami, what is the case of that? Go ahead. E. Oh, we'll get back to that, Blinetta, that second part of Rashi. So please get down. Rashi writes Beferish that this piece of Gemara needs Medabra Iskim Kitten Vikedushin, you're schmoozing with her about the wedding, is talking about the questionable Lashonos, the Lashonos Hamasupakos. However, I gave you the Rashba. That's the second Rashba I want you to see. What does the second Rashba say? He has a different gears of Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. But the Agos Baruch Tam and the Adavid say Rashi must have had a different gears than Rashi. And he says that the question of the Gemara is not only going on the Lashonos and Supakos, it's going on the Lashonos that are good, like Zuknuyali or Skukali. Even those are Vadai Lashon Kedushin, maybe if you're not schmoozing with her before, it's not good. So Lamaisa comes out that we have two different ways to read this Gemara. Rashi Al Hatar. What is Al Hatar? Rashi on the place that we have says that the Gemara is only talking about the Lashonos Misupakos, the Lashonos that we're not sure about. Rashba, the shame Rashi, says Afilu Lashonos that are what? That are Tov. Even the Lashonos that are good, we require the notion of schmoozing beforehand. Okay? How could that be? He had a different gears in Rashi. That's what you have to say. The notes in the Rashba says the same thing. I mean, Rashi says it beferish. No, doesn't he say Lashonos Mesupakos? So if he says Lashonos Mesupakos, it's difficult. Okay? Halacha Lamaisa. So the Rashba there quotes a Baal Iter. What does the Baal Iter say? The Baal Iter says as follows. Does everyone have it? The Baal Iter says that if you're Mekadosh with a good Lashon, it's good, even if you're not Medabra Biske Gittiv Kedushin. Even if you're not medaber, olden lashonos zupakos. So let's write down Rashi, the Baal Iter says like our Rashi. The Baal Iter says like our Rashi. Rashba quotes the Baal Iter. He says like our Rashi. Al pi din. Okay? And the Ritva also says that if you use a good lashon, even if you're not schmoozing with it beforehand, it's good. As long as you say a lashon of what? As long as you say a lashon of kedushin, halacha lemaisa, it's considered to be good. He says, women that don't understand Hebrew, it will not be good unless they are schmoozing about the Kedushin beforehand. Halacha l'maisa. So the Ritva says the same thing. If you use a Lashon that's good, no problem. That's only on condition, though, they know it's fine. You don't need to be schmoozing beforehand about it. They do not have to be schmoozing beforehand about it as long as they know it's fine. But if there are women that don't know it's flying, then they have to be talking about it 100%. And what did the Ron say? The Ron said the same thing. These Lashonos are talking about that you spoke about a Kedushin or she understands what's going on. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. The Ron says, Shibahani Lishna Mairi, Ba'ofin Shadibur Ima Biske Kedushin. O Sha'amr Shivina Lashon Vikibul Hashem Kedushin. The Ron says these Lashonos, Halacha l'maisa, are only talking about where she knows what's flying, or they're talking about Halacha l'maisa. They were talking about Shmuzin Makedushin. So what emerges is two approaches to this little piece of Gemara. Was it talking about only the questionable Lashonos, the nine that are suffake, or is it talking about what? Even the Lashonos that are good. The Lashonos that are good also need to be schmoozing beforehand about it. Which, if I'd ask you, which one is more simple? I think the Rashi that we have. That means even the Lashonos that are good, it's not good unless you're schmoozing with her about getting married beforehand. That means the only Lashon that's all ever good is what? If you're not talking to her about a wedding beforehand. What's the only Lashon that's ever good? Hariyat Mekudesh Shli. Right? That's an amazing Kiddush. But that's what emerges according to this Pshat. Okay? That means according to this Pshat, it emerges Halacha L'maisa that you always have to be speaking about the marriage before if you use these funny Lashonos. Even a funny Lashon that's good. Skukali, Knuyali, what else? Birshusi? Those are the three. Arusasi, even Arusasi, or Hariat Ishti. If you're not schmoozing about the marriage beforehand, it's not going to be good, Halacha L'maisa. That's an amazing Kiddush. Who says this? The Rashba B'Shem, the Rashi. Against the Baal Iter, against the Ritva, Halacha L'maisa. But I have to tell you, the Ran and the Ritva say she's got to know what's flying. She's got to know what's flying. So you know what? The truth is, if you take that perspective, then it makes a little bit more sense, I think. Because who says that she knows what's flying? How do you know that she's so fancy that she knows what Kenuyali is? The Gemara said it's good. Arusa, Hari Aprashusi, Skukali. How do you know that she knows that it's good? How do you know that she knows that it's good? You might use a language that for sure is good, but the truth of the matter is that unless you're speaking about a marriage before, how do you know that it's chal? Okay, very good. That's the chiddush we had here. Now, what does the end of the Rashi say? Ella, what's the end of the Rashi say? Allah lomaisa. What does Rashi, the end of that Rashi say that you read? He says what? What are we referring to? Not just kedushin, but what else are we referring to? Gittin as well. That's a very big chiddush. What's this whole sug you're talking about from the top of Vav and Aleph? What's the whole sug you're talking about from the top of Vav and Aleph? It's only Kedushin. All these Lashonos are only by Kedushin. Rashi, though, writes here that we're referring to Gerushin. Why does Rashi say that we're referring to Gerushin as well? Why does Rashi say we're referring to Gerushin as well? The sug is not talking about Gerushin. What Lishna to Gerushin? Let's say you're Makish, what Lashonos? You got to ask yourself that. Those are the two Chidushim you see in this Rashi. You could miss this whole Rashi, the two gigantic Chidushim. Number one, what was Medaber Ima Miske Gittin Kedushin talking about, Yonah? Is it only talking about the questionable Lashonos? This is a Rashi here. Trying to put out two important Chidushim here. Two important Chidushim here in this Rashi. It's more important than anything else in Yeshiva University. Nothing else is more important than this Rashi. These two chidushim, nothing else. Number one chidush in Rashi is that the Lashonos that are pursuing. Avi, you follow what I'm saying? What I said to Yonah applies to everyone in this room. There are two gigantic chidushim in this Rashi. Dibra Maska B'mayaskin, you were out when we did the Rashi. What is Rashi referring to? Is Rashi referring to the case of they're talking about the questionable Lashonos or even the Lashonos that are Vadai? Rashi says it's only the questionable Lashonos. The Rashba has a quote of Rashi talking about even the Lashonos that are good. That's number one. Number two gigantic Chiddush in Rashi is what? Is referring to Gerushin. What is Gerushin? The Sugi is not talking about Gerushin. What Lashonos of Gerushin? So there are two possibilities. Number one, the Rashash says, Halach Lamaisa, plug it in. You don't need to be an Ilui for it. How would you translate these Lashonos to be Lashonos of divorce? How would you translate the Lashonos to be Lashonos of divorce? E'at Ishti. Add the word Aleph Yud. At E'at Kenuyali. You are not acquired to me. Hari E'at Shili. You are not me. Hari E'at Skukali. Put the word E in every one of these Lashonos. That's what the Rashash says. The Rashash says that's what Rashi means. The Rashash says Rashi meant you say the word E. You put the word E. E means not. Negative.
It would be good for divorce?
That's the question. That's the question. All these cases of the nine ones that we have questioned, you're not my rib. You're not my helpmate. Is that a good Lashon? I, the Gemara, didn't say it. Use your head, says the Rashash. Put the word E in. Put the word E in. That's what the Rashash writes. That's what Rashi says Beferish. Okay? So you see that Rashi meant exactly what? And you know what? What forced Rashi to say like this? Because what did it say? Elad, you read it very nicely. It says, Medaber Ima what? Medaber Ima what? Iske what? Does it just say Iske Kedushin?
No.
It says Iske Gittavik Kedushin. So Rashi said it's got to be talking about Lashonos of Gerushin. Which Lashonos? Plug it in with the word E. Every single one of them. That's what he says. The questionable Lashonos will be what? E what? E, you're not my rib. You're not my helpmate. That's what the Rashash says. Okay? That's what I'm trying to bring out from this Rashi to you guys. You can miss the whole thing. There's two Chidushim in this Rashi. Gigantic. But there's another possibility. And that's why I gave you the Mitzvah Esen. The Mitzvah Esen in the back of the Gemara, one of the great Gedolei Achronim is like the Rashash, says there's a Gemara in Gittin on Samech Eimei Beis. And what does the Gemara in Gittin on Samech Eimei Beis say? It says there's a bunch of Lashonos that are questionable if it's a good divorce. For example, Hotzi Ua. I'm going to write two of them for you. Hotzi Ua. Take her away. Azavuha. Forsake her from me. Are those Lashonos good or not? The Gemara in Gittin has a few. on Samachem and Beis, which don't appear in our Gemara. So the Mitzvah says you got to know Shas. That's what Rashi's referring to. When Rashi says at the very end of Rashi, El read so nicely, V'chein Mahani Lishna to Gerishin, he's referring to Gittin Samachem and Beis, where he used these Lashonos. And in Gittin Samachem and Beis, those Lashonos are used, and the question is, what is it considered to be? What is it considered to be good or not? That's what the Gemara says here on Samachem and Beis. The Gemara says here, Ibailo Hotziyuo Mahu Azavua Mahu Hitirua Mahu Hanichua Mahu. Leave her alone. Ho Ilulo. All these Lashonos. Allah Lamaisa. That's what Rashi was referring to. Says the Mitzvah. So you're going to tell me, how do I know that? Well, Rashi knew Shas. Rashi was expecting to know that this is the Lashonos and Gerushin, which are questionable. That's a the Mitzvah and writes. Okay, that's a third possibility. The Taisa Rush says the same thing. And then, Halacha Lamaisa, there is a third possibility, and I want you to get it. And that's from Elazar Meir Horovitz, the great Gaon in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz.
Is he related to the rabbi that teaches here?
I'm not sure. Not sure, Dave. Could be. Could be. He says like this. He says a beautiful pshat. He says that the Rashi is referring to the Lashonos that are definitely good. The Lashonos, She'en Bem Sofek. So the Gemara asks, how do you know? Meaning to say that the Gemara is talking only about what? It's talking about the Lashonos that were not Mesupakos. We're talking about the Lashonos that are 100% clear. The 100% that are good. So what are those cases going to be? Hare Iat Ishti. Hare Iat Arusasi. The first six that are for sure good, that's what we're referring to. Beferish. Halacha Lamaisa. That's what Rashi's talking about. Yeah, because there's a chiddush that those are Lashonos of Gerushin. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Okay? And you don't have to be talking about it at all. Why not? Why don't you have to be talking about it at all? That's what Elazar Meir Horovitz says. Again, Lashonos that are 100% Kulam Barur. According to Elazar Meir Horovitz, the Lashon of the Gemara is talking about what? According to Rashi, only not just Lashonos of Pakos. It's talking about everything. It's talking Mamish about everything. And the Chiddush is that these are Lashonos of Gerushin. That's what the Gemara says. How do you know? How do you know the Lashonos of Gerushin? So I want you to get this down. He says we're talking about Kol HaLashonos. Not just the questionable ones, but all the Lashonos. All the Lashonos are considered to be good, Halacha L'maisa. Not just the questionable ones, even the barter ones, Halacha L'maisa. Now, why do you think that you don't need to be schmoozing about a get before you give it, for it to be good? Excellent. You could give it Baal Korcha. Very good, Svi. That's what the Shita Lolan Me and Talmid HaRash will write. But I have a question with that. Can you divorce a woman against her will if she doesn't know that it's a get? No. She's got to know about it.
Can you add that in with the
Garish?
No, so this is the Chiddush Halacha L'maaseh. The Shita Lonon, the Tamir Rashba, quote the Ravid, that even though you can do it Baal Korcha, but she's got to know about it. She's got to know about it. Yeah, she's got to know that she's getting divorced. Why must she know she's getting divorced? If a guy says Zegitech, it's a good get, because she will do the following. Shilcha v'nechozeres. There's a lacha that she has to be realized that she's being sent away. If she keeps coming back to the house, that's not a good get. So granted, one sheet that says it's Baal Korcha. It's definitely Baal Korcha. But what? The get being given Baal Korcha, but what? The get being can be given Baal Korcha, but it has to be what? She has to know about it. She definitely has to know about it. So that's the Chiddush here. By get, even though it's considered to be Baal Korcha, we require her Yediyah. She requires her Yediyah. And she has to know about it. And that's what Tosfos writes in Gittin Ayin Chesem and Aleph. That the Baal must say Zegitech in order to know that she's divorced, because she cannot be running back to the guy's house all the time. She's running back to the house, it's not considered to be a good get. So that's the Chiddush here. You don't need to talk about the getting beforehand, says the Shita Lonolmi, the Tamina Rashi, Mashem Rashi. Because she can do it Baal Korcha. But there's one caveat to that. The Ravid says she's got to know about it. She's got to know that it's a get. Halacha L'maisa. So it's possible to say that Rashi's talking about what? Not just the Lashonos of what? So to summarize the second Chiddush in this Rashi. What's the second Chiddush in this Rashi? That Rashi points out the Lashonos of what? Gerushin as well. I have a whole Sugis Kedushin. What Lashonos of Gerushin? We learn Vav and Aleph. There's no Lashonos of Gershon. What's the answer? Number one, what? Just plug in the word what? E. Rashash says. Every one of these Lashonos, you put the word E before it, it's Gershon. Number one. Number two, what's the Mitzvah Basin say? It's referring to Lashonos what daf? Hidden what daf? Samachem and Beis. You got to know it. Rabbi Lazar Meir Horowitz says, what's it talking about? All the Lashonos, even the Lashonos that are good. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that those Lashonos are divorced. Who says they're divorced? He says to her, I don't want you to be in my domain. How do you know that's a divorce? It is a divorce. It is a Lashon divorce, if he gives her a get. The only problem is, though, you could divorce your wife against her will before Cherem Derev and Gershon. That's fine. You could divorce your wife against her will, Halacha L'maisa. That's why you don't need to be speaking about the get beforehand. You don't need to be speaking about the get beforehand. However, the problem is she's got to know about it, says the Rav. Otherwise, she's going to be running home. And that's called Shilcha in a Choseris, which tells me that the get's not a good get. So she doesn't have to agree to it, but she's got to know that she's being divorced. Halacha L'maisa, because the Talmid HaRash, Rashi, let me point out that Rashi holds by get, you don't need to talk about it. Even if she doesn't understand, it's fine. Okay. They basically say that what? Ignore the what, and I'm glad he asked me that, Pinchas. The second part of Rashi, basically ignore. That's what basically they're saying. They're saying ignore the second part of Rashi. She doesn't have to what? She doesn't have to know about anything, because he can divorce her against her will. She doesn't have to know about anything. The Rashi says, of course she's got to know she's getting divorced. How's she going to know she's getting divorced? She'll keep running home. She can be divorced against her will, but she's got to know about the divorce. That's the Chiddush L'maisa. So basically, according to the Talmid HaRashi and Shid L'Nomi, they're ignoring that last line of Rashi. They're ignoring that.
Why can't we read that into their opinion also?
That how? How do you read in their opinion? I mean, you don't need to talk about getting it all because you can divorce her against her will. You're right. Pinchas is saying good. You could read it in. You could read it in by saying that what? They don't have to, you don't, she doesn't have to know anything. Just he divorced her against her will. If you add on the Ravid, it's a problem. You follow me? That's going to be against the Ravid. The Ravid says you have to have cognition about it. So you could read it into the Rashi. You could read it into the Rashi. You could definitely read it into the Rashi. It's a big bit of a Chiddush, though. Doesn't she have to know she's getting divorced? It's just she doesn't know what's flying. You're going to tell me who cares? They say yes. Even if she doesn't understand, it's good. That's a Pella. The Ravid says she's got to know about it. Toysin Gittin, Chesamanav says she's got to know about it. Why do you think a husband has to say Zegitech? Why does the husband have to say Zegitech? Why else does a husband have to say Zegitech when he gives a get? Why must he say Zegitech? He has to say Zegitech because otherwise she's going to think what? She doesn't know she's getting divorced. So that's a Chiddush L'maisa. We want to say Pshat what? We want to say Pshat in the Rashi. Okay, good. Very good. Fight or not? Go ahead, Ella. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? The Maskanas of Gemara is what? Is that we're dealing with what? Medabral Iske Gitte V'Kiddushin. Yes? That she's talking about this. Now, let me ask you a very interesting din. Shaila halacha l'maisa. And let's get this. Do we believe him and believe her? Do they know it's flying? What's the famous klal that we have when it comes to Davar Shiv Irva? Davar Shiv Tzarich Ein Pachos what? Davar Shiv Irva Ein Davar Shiv Irva Pachos? Mishnayim. Very good, Yosef. You always need to aid him. So what's going on here, halacha l'maisa? Do we believe them? Do we not believe them? Halacha l'maisa. But the Maskanas of Gemara, let's get it, is talking about she's schmoozing beforehand. She's schmoozing beforehand. They're schmoozing about it. Halacha l'maisa. And even if he doesn't say it, it's fine according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's the way we paskin. Rabbi Yudah says, Sarik Lafarish. So what does that entail, halacha l'maisa, that you're speaking about it beforehand, halacha l'maisa? Okay? What does that mean? So let's get this. Because I'll tell you, it's very, very difficult if you hold that this is including the Lashonos that are good. I mean, isn't it enough to say Hariyat Mekudeshes Li? Why do you have to be schmoozing about it beforehand? I mean, I would definitely side with these Rishonim. I definitely would side with these Rishonim that it's only Lashonos Mesupakos. Why would it be including these? Why must you always be talking about the marriage beforehand for any of the Lishonos to work? Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So, it could be the following. Okay? It could be the following. You know what? How do you know that the woman knows what's fine? How do you know the woman knows what's fine? And therefore, says the Ron, I want you to get this. There's only two ways you know the woman knows what's flying. What are the two ways you can know the woman knows what's flying?
She tell her.
Number one, she tells us. Well, number one, we're talking about marriage. Midabri ma iske gidu kedushin. And what's number two?
She sees it.
She understands it. She says she understands it. Number one, we see they're schmoozing about it. Or number two, we see that what? She says she understands it. Allah lamaisa. Now let me ask you a kasha. That second thing that I said, that we believe her that she knows what's Kedushin. How do we believe her? What's the problem? It's a what? There's no Edom. The Edom didn't know it at that time. The woman says afterwards, oh, I knew it was Kedushin. The Edom didn't know it was Kedushin. What's the answer to that kasha? The Edom didn't know it was Kedushin. There's only two ways, Ezra, that we can verify that she knows what's flying. And that's why we're saying that you always need a dabra liska gift. Let's talk about a beautiful marriage. You guys, Bez Hashem, all get married. Bez Hashem. You all get married. So what will happen? What will happen? You're at a wedding. That's automatically medabri in miskal. Get the gift of a kedushin. That's automatic. You're spending all this money. The cow is wearing the dress. Right? That's all automatic. But let's say halacha lemaisa. You didn't have that. You had a guy just what? Give a ring to a woman in front of two guys, and that's it. And she says, you know what? I understood what I was doing. How can we believe her? Don't you need two Edim? You always need two Edim. So the Avin Miluyim writes, amazingly, I'll pee the Ron in the Dharm. What does the Ron say in the Dharm? What does the Ron say in the Dharm, Daflamid? That the woman is like what? She's like chattel. She makes herself like Hefker. He is machnasir into his rishus. You do not need edus on the ratzon of the woman. Plain and simple. What do you need edus on?
The maisa.
You know, maisa. That's all you need edus on, says Davin Lim. All you need is edus on the maisa condition. You do not need edus on a ratzon. Because she's chattel. She's like Hefker. And therefore, don't worry about that halacha maisa. Ira the Kivager says, you need a scum of the woman. That's a tenai that you need her agreement. But the Edom heard afterwards, that's fine that she agreed to it. But if the Edom don't know the ruts on the Baal, then you're done. Then you're finished. But they do not have to know ruts on the Isha at all. Halacha lemaisa. They do not have to know about ruts on the Isha. Okay? Now, this leads us to the last line in the Rush I want you to see. What is the last line in the Rush? What is the Lashon of the Rush in that long Rush? The Rush says, Kolhani lishni de berirulan have lashon kedushin. Lav kol kemine lomar lo have yadon and have lashon kedushin. And that's what the Ramah paskins. Please get it. Let's say the husband says, you know what? I want to tell you something. He says, an hour beforehand when I was Makadosh, I didn't know what I was doing. Do we believe him or not? Yes or no?
Why no?
The Rush says we do not believe him. Rush says, lav kol kemine. What does lav kol kemine mean?
Like
the Baal is lo neman. Why is he not neman? Why is he not neman? All these lashonos are clear. Okay, the whole world knew of it, but he didn't know about it. What's the din halach lemaisa? What are we paskin? He is not believed. He is not believed. Now let me ask you a question. Is the woman believed? Is the woman believe and say there's a kedushin? Let's say the woman says she didn't understand a word. Is she believed? The Beis Yosef says, unbelievably, that the Ron says the woman is believed. The woman is believed. Okay? The Ron says the Ishan is Neman. And the Rosh says the man is not Neman. Are they being cholik on one another? Are the Rosh and Ron arguing with one another? Yes or no? No. The Rush is talking about the man. The Ron's talking about the woman. So the Beis Yosef says there's no machlokes between the Rush and the Ron. Allah lemaisa. But the Vilna Gaon, which I gave you, had a different gears than the Rush. The Vilna Gaon in Simen Chav Zayin Sifkon Tevav is Goris Lav Ko Kemina. What does Kemina mean? What does Mina mean with the Yud? Him. That means Shalom. That means Baal. The Vilna Gaon says the Yud is a mistake. The Bir Agra writes, Lav Kol Kemina. What does Kemina mean?
Her.
She doesn't have any Nemanis. Lav Kol Kemina. She has no Nemanis. So according to the Vilna Gaon, there is a Machlokes to Rosh and Aran. According to the Vilna Gaon, there is a Machlokes Rosh and Aran. The Rosh says the woman is not believed, and the Ran says she is believed, Allah Lamaisa. What is the Sfarah to say that they're both not believed? Ein Davar Shaberva, Pachos Mishnayim. You can't rely on them whether they understand or they don't. You can't rely on them at all. Allah Lamaisa. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So we would paskin, and the Taz and the Ma'arit say like this as well, that if you have a wedding, and both the Chassan and Kala say they didn't understand what they did, what's the din? We would require a what? We require a gerushin. We require a gerushin, halacha lemaisa. There's a chumrah that we require a gerushin. So they would be machmer halacha lemaisa on this issue, okay? So that's what the Vilna Gaon says beferish, okay? All right, very good. That's what we have in this pshat in this Gemara, okay? Fine. Now, lemaisa, was one more nekud I want to get to, okay? And then we got to get to the Chumash. Okay? Are we talking about Kedusha Shtar or Kedusha Kesef? What are we talking about here? Kedusha Shtar or Kedusha Kesef?
There's some Kesef. Your Shtar should know what's going on.
Oh, okay. So, Rabbi Kivager and the Avdei Miluim and the Maknas say that the Gemara says, what do you mean she doesn't know what's going on? Let the Gemara answer with them at a Shtar. And one of the Lashonas are written. And she understands. Halach Lamaisa. So the Ran says, please get this, I gave you the Ran. What does the Ran say? That the Gemara does not give this answer because it's an uncommon occurrence. Eino Shriach. Eino Shriach, that you write a star with one of these Lashonos. The Ran says, Eino Shriach. It is uncommon to write a star with one of these Lashonos. Right? To write a Ketav, star, the Echad, one of these weird Lashonos, you're my rib.
It doesn't happen, no?
I understand, but the Gemara doesn't like to give uncommon answers.
True.
The Gemara doesn't want to make a new kimtu with an uncommon answer. So therefore he says, Allah lemaisa, there's no way that the Gemara could give that answer. But the Avnei Miluyim says the following. These Lashonos are not Lashonos Kedushin. They only work by Kesef that requires an Amira. Kedusha Shtar requires a Lashon Kedushin Mamish. Okay? I want you to get that. Very interesting. These Lashonos are not Lashonos of Kedusha Mamish. They only work by Kedusha Kesef, which require a Mira Baal Peh. But Kedusha Shtar, the Ikar Kedushin is done through the Shtar. That needs a Lashon of Kedushin. So it's like if you write these weird Lashonos in the Shtar, it's nothing. The only way that these Lashonos could possibly work is if you're doing them what? Baal Peh. Now this is what the Avdei Miluim says. I want you to get this far. It's a very sharp svara. See, if you write something, you're not going to write something weird. These Lashonos are not good if you write them. Definitely not good. If you say them Baal Peh, by a Kesef, then there's what to pilpul about. Maybe it is good. Halacha Lamaisa. Maybe it is good. And the truth is, as someone said it before, Svi said it before, I don't know if you've ever heard of this concept, but by a get, there's a requirement that it's Muchach Mitocho. A get must be very clear. Muchach Mitocho, that it's considered to be good. A get must be muchach mitocho. So kedushin based on havaya liyatsiya also must be what? Muchach mitocho. And if it's not clear, it's bad. So therefore, what is our Gemara talking about? It's talking about kesef. And if it's talking about kesef, halacha lemaisa, a shtar is definitely bad because halacha lemaisa, it's got to be muchach mitocho. I think all this is against the Rambam. Please, let's get it down. The Rambam writes, if you write any of these Lashonos, he says it's a Suffolk. So the Avdei Miluim is mamish against the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Beferish, in Hilchos Yishus Perek Gimel L'Chazayin, that these Lashonos are a Suffolk Kedushin. Whether you say them or whether you write them, it's all a Suffolk. So please get that. The Avdei Miluim is against the Rambam. Halacha L'maisa, if you say these weird Lashonos, The Rambam says it's a suffik. If you write these word lashonos, the Rambam says it's a suffik. Not according to Avdim Luim, and not according to the Mahacham we just said before. We said before, if you write it in the Shtar, it's got to be Mucha Mitocho. These lashonos are unclear, for sure it's bad. Only Kesef of the Amir is it considered to be good. So that's the din, Halach Lamais, according to what? According to the Rambam, Halach Lamais. Okay, fine. Now Sunday we got to finish up where we're up to, Lamaisa. And then we have to what? And then we have to go weiter in the Gemara. Okay, let's go to Chumash. Okay, we have the Parsha of Toldos, and we have the choice of being like Yaakov or like being like Esav. And if you notice, the Torah does not delineate the praises of Yaakov, and it doesn't delineate the negatives of Esav. Basically says one phrase by each one. It says that Yaakov is an Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, and it says that Esav is an Ish Nechashron. What does Ish Nechashron mean? So, if you look in the Targum Uklis says that Yaakov was a Tava Ulfim. Yaakov was always questing and aspiring for more. He always wanted to have more. It wasn't enough for him to rest on his laurels from what he did yesterday. That's what the word Tava Ulfa means. And that's what Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim was. He was always striving to become a better person, a better Ben Torah, a better Talmud Chacham, a better Baal Midas. That's what's representative of seeing the Malachim all over Yordam. Yaakov always had this notion of always trying to become better, because if you don't become better, you risk the concept of becoming worse and regressing. And that's what the meaning of Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim means, is that he sat in the tent and he always was Tava Ulfa, Tava Ulfa. Whereas Esav was an Ish Nechashon. What does Ish Nechashon mean? So Rashi says in Baba Kama, Dafsari Beis, it means Ish Batal. He did nothing. He wasted his time. He sat around and did nothing. And he wasn't motivated, and he wasn't becoming proactive, and he sat around and just wasted his time. And all the averas that he did, that he engaged in, emanated from this notion of doing nothing, of being Yoshev Abata, and simply sitting back and not doing a thing. Being what we call Ish Nechashron, a person that's an Ish, that is Abata. And all the negativity that came from that. And the truth is, this distinction between being a person that's aspiring and wanting, as opposed to a person that is an ish batal, really stems from a person having the ability to look at himself in the mirror and be toho kibara. The Gemara says that there was a time they wouldn't let a Talmid Chacham into the Beis Medrash unless it was Tocho Kabbara. And the Rambam applies that to every human being, that you can't be a phony. You can't be Echad B'Pev, Echad B'Lev. You have to be honest to yourself, and you have to be honest to Hashem, and honest to other people. And you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say that this is the proper thing that I'm doing. And we know that the motto of Yaakov Avinu was Emes. And in the Parsha, it says that he took the brachas, the mirma. How does Targum Uklis translate mirma? Mirma usually means trickery. What does it mean here? It means b'chuchma. What does b'chuchma mean? With wisdom. What do you mean with wisdom? So the Beis Halevi and the Ohev Yisrael say as follows. Usually trickery means deceptiveness. And I grant you, his motto was Emes, but Hashem said there's one exception now that you have to be a little bit, you have to fib a little bit. And only someone who's a perfect man, almost perfect in Emes, can be given the right to fib a little bit. And the Beis Halevi and the Ohev Yisrael said that Yosef had the following plan, that he was going to come in and talk the voice of Yaakov, and therefore he would receive the brachas. And he told Yitzchak this code, so that when he would come in and sound like Yaakov, Yitzchak would really know it was Esav and give Esav the brachas. And Rivka told Yaakov this code. And what did Yaakov end up doing? Yaakov ended up speaking in his own same voice. And he said, I call Yaakov, said Yitzchak, v'adayim de Esav. Because it was actually Kol Yaakov. Because he did not change. He did not change his voice. We're always taught that he actually did. No, he didn't change his voice. Because he hopped that code. Because the plan was that Esav had told him, I'm going to switch. And Yaakov copped that from Rivka. And he kept his own voice. That he spoke like a mensch. And some Gedol HaFarim said he couldn't bring himself to speak Nivopeh. He couldn't bring himself to speak like a Menuvah. He couldn't do it. Ah, he's going to miss the brachas. He didn't care. But if you say like this pshat at the end of the day, he didn't speak badly. It was his own voice. I grant you, he did say, Ani Esav b'chorecha. But because he was such an emissive person, Hashem said, I'm going to make an exception. A rasha. And there are times you're able to fit. Sometimes. For shalom bias. There are times it's a mitzvah. It's a 2 days in the morning, mutter mitzvah. But only someone's a baki b'shalom. And that's what Yaakov represented. Yaakov represented that he's considered to be an ish emes because he was always gauging himself. Where am I at? Am I progressing? If I'm not progressing, I'm regressing. I'm not saying it's easy every day, but you have to try to strive. You have to be, we are myself a suvil abanim. That's what B'nai Yaakov means. Do you know what the Shachal HaTorah says? The Shachal HaTorah says that Esav said, I want to kill Yaakov, but let me wait till Yitzchak dies. You know why? Because he says he only wanted to sit Shiva once. That's nuts. Here he's killing people, killing his own father and brother, and he's going to sit Shiva for them. Is that guy an Ish Emes? No way. He's for crumped. The guy's full of deceit, full of sheker, full of falsehood. That's the opposite of Emes. He's going to wait to kill his brother when Yitzchak dies and he has to sit Shiva once. Doesn't want to sit Shiva twice. It's nuts, no? What about the Yisra Ratzicha? You're interested in sitting Shiva? I mean, be real. Look at yourself. That's what Esav's representing. He did nothing. He was Nish Batel. The Torah doesn't list off his negativities. That's all you have to say. Because there was no questing. There was no wanting to become a better person of Entayr. You want to have that built in your system. That's what Yaakov was a Tava Ulfun. Ish Tam Yoshua means was in the Tava Ulfin. That's why he was zocher to get the brachas. And he was zocher in a manner that he did not really change his voice. That's why the Targum says Mirma doesn't mean trickery. It was b'chachma, it was with wisdom. He kept his own voice. As I said, I grant you, he does say, I need Esav b'chorech, and he was not Esav. But it was a special rasha. And that's what Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, yes, the Abbas made a mistake by being mechanech them in the same way. Maybe if they would have machanach Yitzchak differently, he wouldn't have gone off the derech. But they did the same thing. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says it was a mistake. They treated them the same. And why didn't Rivka throw him out of the house? Because it's hard to throw a boy out of your house. It was her own boy. But also you could say up till 13 they acted the same. But what came out inside after he was bar mitzvah, then already it was too late. So what I want to bring out is that if we are really Talmidim of Yaakov Avinu, which we are B'nai Yaakov, and B'nai Yisrael, that's what we're called Yaakov Yisrael, is that ultimately the confluence of Avram and Yitzchak is what? Chesed and Gvura. What is Chesed and Gvura equal? Emes. Because who is the best of all the Avos? It's hard to rate them, but the Medrash rates them. And it says Yaakov was the Mechir of the Avos. Yaakov was the best of all the Avos. Because if you do a mathematic equation, chesed plus strength equals emes. And that's what Yaakov was. And Yaakov represents that. And we all have to say to ourselves, are we being tocho kibaro? Are we being echad bepev, echad bele? Are we being a phony or not? Because that's what Esav was. Do you know Esav used to try to impress Yitzchak? Holy, he would say, Abba, are you mafresh trumas or maizus on salt and on straw? So everyone asks, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the great one asks, salt is not gedule karka, doesn't grow on the ground, from the ground, it's not chayav trumas or maizus. How is he trying to impress Yitzchak? So you know what he answers? That the Medrash says that when the wife of Lot became a pillar of salt, she became a chubra l'karka. And on an everyday basis, it would manufacture salt. And that salt was mechubra l'karka. That was the salt he was asking about. Does that salt need to be what? Do you need to be mafresh trumas and maisers? Does that salt need to be mafresh trumas and maisers? That's what he was asking about. Because he was a faker. And we have to make sure that we aren't fakers in all realms, both regarding Bein Adam L'Makom and also Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, about being a good chaver and looking out for the other guy and not just trying to take care of oneself. That's what emes means. Emes is sometimes you have to be a Baal Chesed, sometimes you have to have Gvura. You know, maybe there are times that you can't hang out with certain guys. This is the time where you make that. I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying you alienate them. But if there's certain things that certain guys do that you know it's not right for B'nai Torah, then you can't do it yourself. That's where you emphasize the Gvura. And there are other times you emphasize the Chesed. But it's all to come out to the equal of the Emes. This is the time. I always say these years are the training ground for life. There are guys that will be able to what? Be able to glean this Ritzinus. And that's what I was saying before. The seriousness besimcha, that they come to Minyan, they daven, or you can have the guys that are balabatim and shmuz during Chazor Shashatz, that come at 10 o'clock on a Shabbos morning, that who knows whether what they're doing with Shmir Shabbos, but if you're anchored in the Bismedrish, and you're anchored with this notion of Emes, because you're a real Talmud of Yaakov Avinu, that you're Tava Ulfon, you're always aspiring and questing. Right? Quest Diagnostics. You heard of Quest Diagnostics? It's a company. Right? We should do the PR for Quest Diagnostics. But that's what Tava Ulfin is. Tava Ulfin is that aspiring. Because he knew that he's got to always get better. And don't be a waster. Don't be an Ish Nechashon. And then I can be an Ish Emes. And it bothered him to no end that he had to say, I need Esau B'chorachim. Believe you me. It bothered him. Here the Ish Emes has to say that. Hashem said yes. Maybe that was an assignment for him. Maybe that was an assignment for him. Just like Avram had to kill his own kid, Yaakov, who was a tochel kibaro, is asked to say, I'm the ace of the rough. He says, it's from Hashem, I'm going to do it. Because it's a one-time deal. It's a rasha. It's a one-time deal, I'm going to do it. But it came from a man that was tochel kibaro, that was an ishtam, that was yoshiv olam. Who was able to conquer someone who is an Ish Nechashon, a person that is vaunted. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Siyata Deshmaya, that we always can gauge. And that's what the word Lispawel means. What is the root word of Pilel? To judge oneself. Every time you daven, we're going to daven Mincha right now. And when I daven Mincha this morning, how am I going to daven? When I daven Mincha today, how am I going to, what did I do wrong when I said Tzlach Baruch? I have to gauge myself, what I did wrong. To be an Ish Emes. Lispalo means to judge oneself in Emes away. That's what it means. So, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this Siyata Deshmaya that we are in tune with this and that we're able to do it and that we can surely be Talmidim of Bnei Yaakov and Bnei Yisroel. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. There's a Shema Siyah and Motzi Shabbos for the bowling.
Okay, hope everyone can make it. Let's start.